This is Senator Al Simpson. The sacred right of jury duty for some law-abiding citizens in certain cases is becoming a life-threatening situation. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, men and women in this country, and more specifically right here in the nation's capital, are being deterred from a responsibility that falls on all of us as citizens, jury duty. Witnesses sometimes fear for their lives and thus refuse to testify for fear of torture or murder by the groups connected with those on trial. In a recent case in Washington, the judge requested that the trial be closed to the public, an unprecedented request to protect the jury and the witnesses from being recognized. The U.S. Court of Appeals decided that any threat to the jurors was not great enough to refuse the defendant his constitutional right to a public trial. Yet, Ted, these are not ordinary times and circumstances. Shouldn't the jury's fear and the trial judge's decision be enough? Where are you on that, Ted?
Al, that trial judge in the District of Columbia overreacted, and you're overreacting too. The appeals court did the right thing when it overturned the judge's order and reopened the narcotics trial. Judges do have limited discretion to close trials, but it usually occurs in cases where there is imminent danger to a particular witness or juror, and it rarely lasts for an entire trial. Both the prosecution and the defense joined in urging the Court of Appeals to nullify the excessive order, and the court unanimously agreed. It pointed out that judges have much less extreme remedies available to protect their trials. Drug dealers and narcotic terrorists who dare to intimidate judges, witnesses, and jurors are committing a crime against democracy. They can expect to be sent to prison. The Constitution's guarantee of trials open to the public is an important part of democracy. You're too quick to cut and run, Al. This country isn't Columbia yet. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on apartheid in South Africa. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.